What's up, everyone? Hello, how are you all doing? I am super excited to be here with you today. Now, I know that some of the, what is it called? Thumbnails were saying 12 p.m., but that's because of the hour change here in the U.S. And so therefore, it is not 12 p.m., it is 11 a.m. And I'm here every Monday at 11 a.m. And I want to thank you so much for joining me here on Winject TV on Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am Nina Perez, and I want to invite you to my exclusive community powered by Winject Studios. And you just need to go on and apply. You'll have 3 days free to see what all of the content is about back there. And we have an exclusive community. So in that community, I do live Zoom group calls. I do different types of like ebooks are on there and courses and all kinds of stuff where I'm trying to engage my community and get us to grow, challenge, and transform our thinking. So in order to do that, you need to go onto winject.com, winject.com/archive/Nina Perez, or you could even go on straighttalknosugaradded.com and click join my community. Now, when you go on there, you're going to see a whole thing for you to apply. And it's like 10% off if you use Nina Perez as your code. So go ahead and make sure you do that. Also, you can text your girl. So go ahead and make sure that you click that subscription button below. Make sure you crush it. Make sure you like it. Make sure you share. I am trying to really impact as many lives as I can. And while I am here, you can leave me some comments on the side. I'll try to get to those as I can as well. And that way I can answer you and speak with you throughout the broadcast. Now, if you do want to text me, my community number is 1-843-396-2104. Make sure that you put Nina Perez on there so that I know it is for moi, and I'll get back to you. Okay. So guys, I want to thank you for being here. In the last few weeks, we have been really trying to focus on and pour into our mind flow and our mindset and how we can develop a mind to win, a way to win in our lives that we feel satisfied, that we feel like we're actually winning, right? And so winning means a lot of different things to a lot of people. And I don't want to tell you what winning is for you, but what I do want to do is to start to help you develop a mind that you don't feel stuck, where you don't feel misplaced, where you don't feel like you're not in alignment with what it is you are here for, what your purpose is, what your calling is. And I know some people are like, oh, there's no purpose in calling. I don't believe that. I believe that we all have a purpose. We all have a call on our lives to do different things. And that doesn't mean that you stick with that one thing. Sometimes you have to go through these things in your life and different careers, different areas of your life and different seasons of your life in order to develop who you are. And that doesn't mean you are just one thing. Like I'm a chef by trade. I am a chef. I am also a director of culinary operations, right? Which is all into culinary and all of that. And I love it. I love what I do. I also am a woman's coach. I help women think and strategize on their businesses so that they can catapult themselves forward into what it is they want to do. Whether it's professionally, they want to up their game professionally, or they want to go ahead and have that side hustle or that gig or something that they want to create, or they want to go full-time into entrepreneurship. Why? Because I've done all of those things and I love doing all of those things. And so one thing doesn't define me or another thing, but all of it does, right? And all of it comes with a mindset to wanting to catapult myself forward so that I can feel like what winning is in my life. Okay. So I see some of you are on here. So good morning to all of you. Good morning, Dom. Hi. Thank you for being here. And so I want to make sure that I am intentional. I'm always trying to be as intentional as possible to pour into your life. And the reason I want to is because I have worked really hard to develop this woman that you see in front of you today. And so I now use this woman to at least try to impact someone else's life so that they can move forward too, right? So let's see, Jason, what did you say here? Let's see, how can I show this? There we go. Winning is often very objective, but personally, yeah, exactly. It's subjective. Winning can also be about hitting your own goals and feeling the success. Did I rush the task? When, I mean, right. Exactly right. And that's what I wanted to talk about. That's why I said, Jason, that it is really what we think or really what winning is to our lives. So I'll use this example. I used it last week, but it's really like, it was really eye-opening because I was coaching one of the women in my program, and she was telling me how, you know, she's really like a chief executive, this and that. And she's like really high achieving. And then we were working on some goals that she has. And so one of the goals that she had was, I don't want to do this anymore. I literally just want to be home with my family, with my kids and my husband. And she felt like that was a failure. Like that wasn't her winning. And we had to work through that because the truth is, yes, it is winning. If that is winning to you, if that is what's going to fulfill your life, if that is going to make you feel like you are in alignment with what you are supposed to do, that is winning. That is winning to me. I think that we have to stop thinking that winning is just achieving every single little thing that everybody else is achieving. That is not how this works. And not everything that you're going to try in your life is going to work. Some things fail. Right. But the thing is that you have to really work on what it is. Where is it that you're going? And wherever it is you're going, as long as you are in alignment, you are feeling innate joy and that you're feeling like you are really walking into what you're supposed to be walking into. That is winning to me. That is winning. It is not like, oh, you know what? As long as if I don't see $1 billion in my bank account, I didn't win. That's bull crap. I work with billionaires all the time and they are unhappy. Not all of them, but some of them that I speak to are unhappy because they thought that once they made it to the billion, that once they made it to that $1 billion mark, that they were going to be happy and they're not. And that's why they come to see me, because now we start working on that mind flow. We start working on the mindset. It's not about the money, guys. Okay, so if winning to you is only about the money, then we need to talk about that because that is not what winning is. Winning is you being in alignment. Now, if you are in alignment and money is coming, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, right? We all want money in our lives. But the truth is we can't just be after the money. I want you to be after the purpose. I want you to be after what it is that is going to be winning to you. Right. So this woman I was speaking to, like I said, with the kids and the husband, we started strategically planning. How does that look like? What does that feel like? And that is super important. Right. So I want you to imagine that you're in a room gathered with, I don't know, let's use an even number. So 100 people, you're in a room with 100 people. And then I ask you the question, what do you want from your life? What I'm asking you, what do you want from your life, right? What do you think most of us are going to say? What do you think most people will say? You're probably going to get a lot of like expressions like, wow, I don't know, because that's what happens, right? We don't stop sometimes to pause and to think about what it is that we really want because we're too focused on what everybody else is doing and comparing ourselves and thinking that that is how we win. But I had to learn the hard way. That is not how you win. That is a quick way to get yourself miserable, actually, right? Because if you don't find what it is that fills you with joy and confidence and love and helps you align, you're going to be a miserable SOB. That is just truth. I know. I was there, right? So what do you think most of us are going to say? Right? Well, we'll probably be confused, maybe not know what to say. We'll don't know how to respond. Some of us will know, but most of us probably won't, right? And the responses are going to be all different all across the room from these 100 people. And I want to see what some of you are saying. So hold on. Let me see. All right. I'm doing this on my own today. I don't have my guys. So hold on a second. All right. Here we go. Ah, oh, Jason, thank you. If it's preaching, that's what I'm doing. Thank you so much. Coming in hot. That's right. Every Monday, coming in hot. All right. Yes, sir. I randomly saw this live and joined. What is it all about? It's about the winning mindset. It's about winning your mindset. What is winning life? What does winning mean to you? Thank you so much for joining, too. I appreciate you very, very much. I want joy from doing what I want. Right, Jason, exactly. And so do I. I want joy from doing what I feel like I'm called to do. All right. Love you too, babes. I'm glad you're on here. And so the truth is when we are here, right, we sit in this room and I'm asking you the question, what does this mean? What do you want from your life? What do you want from your life? Right? And I want you to like really ponder that, because a really small percentage of us, like if we are in this room with 100 people, the really small percentage is going to tell you exactly what they want. They know exactly what they want in their life and they're going for it. That's a really small percentage. All right. The larger, I think, percentage will say that they have some idea. They have some idea of what they think they want to do, but they just haven't really decided yet. They don't really know, right? The vast majority will tell you that they have no idea. And they don't even know where to start, and they haven't even thought about it, because a lot of us get stuck. A lot of us are doing something for so long, we think that that is our identity. We think that that is where we're supposed to be. That defines us, and that is not true. Now, some of you are already walking in whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing, right? And that is amazing. Good. You're probably that little 2-3%, right? But most of us are not there. Most of us are trying to figure it out, and we kind of think we know, but bottom line is maybe we don't, right? And if you don't know what it is you want, then you'll end up with whatever life throws at you. Hello, been there, done that, okay? Where I have just had to move along with what it is life threw at me because I needed to freaking survive. All right. And sadly, this is how most people live their lives, right? They don't really know what drives them. They don't really have that purpose or that alignment that's calling them. And they do not have that mindset to win. And what I mean by winning is that you're aligning yourself with what it is you're supposed to do. And that is not an easy thing to do, right? It's not easy. Okay. I shouldn't say it's not easy. It's just challenging, right? But if we stop to do the homework, if we just stop to do the homework, we can probably get to where it is we want to go. And I don't want you guys to not look at all of your life experiences and not think that they're not valuable, because the hell they are. All of your experiences are super valuable, because they are the ones that are molding you and developing you into what it is you're supposed to do. Now, most people think that if they haven't done whatever they feel like they need to achieve, right? That it's useless, that they're not going to get there. That's BS. Everything that you have gone through in life, all of your trials, all of your turbulations, everything that you've gone through, careers, changes, all of that will serve you well for wherever it is you want to go. If you ask yourself poignant questions to then change your mind's, I call it mind flow, change your mind flow to flow into the direction that you want to go. Right? So don't disqualify anything you've been through. Don't disqualify it. All right? I want you to look at whatever those trials are, whatever those things are that happened in your life, and you question them and say, what did I pull out of this experience? What was this experience for me? Because everything can serve you. I'm telling you, it can serve you. Now, not everything has to serve you in a negative way. Listen, most of you who know me know what I've been through. I have been molested. I have survived a domestic violent relationship that nearly killed me. I have been homeless. I have done a lot of things, right? I've done a lot of things that have really should have killed me, but didn't. And so now I take all of those things. And what did I learn? I'm a strong ass woman. Okay. I got this. And I've learned a lot of strategic ways of thinking and doing life. And so now I take all of that knowledge to come and bring it to you. Why? Everything serves a purpose if you let it serve a purpose, okay? So I want you to start thinking about what it is that you want in your life. Awesome. Thank you so much. Facts. That's right. Dropping some facts for you, Dominique. Dropping some facts, all right? So the bottom line I want to bring up is, if you don't know what it is you want, then you're going to end up with whatever life is going to throw at you. And I don't want you there. All right. And sadly, like I said before, a lot of people that I have spoken to, a lot of people that I am coaching through, a lot of people that I work with, right? This is how they feel. They don't feel like they have a real reason to get up every day. And if they do, it's complaining. You know, you're like, hate Mondays, and you're happy to see Friday because you have a weekend coming. That's not a way to live. Nobody wants to live that way. Now, if you're in a career that you love, okay, maybe that's winning to you. Maybe that aligns with you. Maybe that's what you feel is what you are charged to do. And that's okay too. Winning is such an emotional thing. Like, think about like a Super Bowl Sunday, right? Think about a sports game, right? And when your team is going to win, you are emotionally charged, right? The crowds are going crazy. The players are going crazy. The coaches are screaming. Everything is happening because this is a win. This is a win. And they're going to be emotionally charged of that. Well, that's the same thing with your energy and your mind flow when it comes to your life. That's the same mind flow to win that you are required to have consistently in your life in order for you to be able to move forward in the things that you want, the things that drive you. I want you to have that same kind of emotional charge. It shouldn't only come just when there's a team that you like that's winning, right? Winning is about mind flow. Winning is about your mindset, and it's composed of all of the way you do things, all of your beliefs, all of your actions, which can be guaranteed to create whatever success means for you, right? If you're willing to do what it takes, you're going to get there. I mean, that's just, that unless you pass away, because none of us are promised tomorrow, if you are willing to do what it takes for your joy, for your winning, for your success, you will get there. Now, many people want to be winners, but they either don't know how, or they just don't feel like doing the work. And I'm sorry, but you can manifest all day, all night. If you don't put any kind of effort or work behind it, you're not going to get there. You need to put in the effort, the work, your belief system, and everything that you need to put in place for you to guide you to the next level. Now, some of us just don't know, right? Some of us just are struggling and don't know. That's true, right? I've been there. I understand that, right? But how do you think people will react if you ask them, well, all right, well, let me ask you, where will you be in 5 years from now? How are you going to feel? Where are you going to be? What is your experience going to go? How do you think you're going to react to that question? I mean, react, what I mean by react is your energy, your feelings, right? Where are you going to be in 5 years? Most people that I have asked that question have no idea. No idea. There's a small percentage that kind of say, oh, in 5 years, I'm going to have this. Some people know, like, especially if they're closer to retirement, where are you going to be in 5 years? Oh, I'm going to be retired. That's what they say. And that's it. It's like you retire and what happens, right? You still have a life, right? So the small percentage will be able to tell you where they want without hesitation. Now, these people have that mindset that maybe they are already there at that winning circle, right? That they're winners already. They know what they want. They know where they want to be. They know who they want to do it with. They are there, right? So I want to pause because I see a couple of you making some amazing comments here and I don't want to miss it. So hold on. All right, Abigail, what'd you say, Abigail? I'm going through a very hard situation currently. I honestly don't deserve it, but I think it's ordained by God to let me become stronger. I do too. Thank God I saw this live and joined. Thank you so much, Abigail. And let me tell you something. That is a fact. That is a fact. You will go through trials, but I'm telling you, if you hang in there, you're going to make it through those trials and then thank that trial. I want you to thank it. Say, thank you so much, situation, trial. I'm going to pull this away from it for me. That's going to be in my pocket to show me how I can overcome and strategize for the next time a trial comes my way. The rest of it, you can forgive and let go. Because sometimes what we do is when we go through a hard trial, whether it's with another person, something we did ourselves, whatever, we hold on to that. And then that starts to eat us up inside and destroy us. It is not worth your time to sit in any kind of unforgiveness or anger or bitterness or any of that. But you can thank that thing for coming and going. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank you for coming. Grab what you need and keep it moving. Because Abigail, you will make it through. Tomorrow is coming, right? And so what we want to make sure is that when tomorrow comes, you are better than you were today. So take a 1% of whatever it is you need to do to betterment your soul, your spirit, who you are, your energy today. And then tomorrow will thank you for it. You know what I'm saying? So do the work today. Tomorrow will thank you. So good for you for being vulnerable and putting it out there, because I think that's the first step to walking it out and noticing what God will do. I promise you, it's always in hindsight, right? That's why they say hindsight is 2020, which I'm not 2020 anymore. Hindsight is 2020, but you're going to make it through that, girlfriend. You're going to make it through it. And I cannot wait. I hope you share that with us one day. I really, really do. Jason, that's how I felt when I was working my old job. I was working 8 to 5, creating wins for my employer. For me, I didn't feel the wins, and I wanted, until I started my own business, and then the wins became mine. My wins, my losses, my wins came from my ownership of my business and my future. Winning came from the control of my destiny. Thank you, Jason. And that is true. A lot of people feel that way. Not everybody is a entrepreneur, but when you find it, right, Jason, like you found your thing, you wanted to be an entrepreneur, this is your thing, you aligned with it, you're winning. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And there's some people that know they don't want entrepreneurship. They want to be in leadership and they just want to level up in their careers because they're happy there. And that is okay too, right? So good for you, Jason. Freaking good for you. I'm really proud of you, bro. Really proud of you. All right. Yes, Abigail. You know, you're welcome. Thank you so much for even being on here and sharing that with me. Really, really grateful to you. Honestly, thank you so much. And you guys are like, I love freaking Mondays. I love Mondays. Jason, what did you say here? 100% alignment. Yes, exactly. You have to be aligned. You have to be aligned with joy, with your energy, with your creator, all of that. You have to have alignment, or otherwise you are going to constantly feel like this stuck feeling and this unfulfilled feeling. That sucks. It sucks. Right? And so it's very important for us to ask poignant questions of ourselves, to bring ourselves to the table, and to make sure that we hold ourselves accountable, because only you can do that, right? You must decide what you want, right? And let me tell you something. I just want to put this as a caveat. You can always change what you want too. Don't think that just because you've decided on what you want that you have to stay stuck there. BS. That's not true. You will grow and change, and you will become a new version of you, hopefully a better version of you, right? So just because I'm telling you that you must decide what you want, I am talking about every stage of your life where you are currently. You have to ask yourself poignant questions always to keep yourself accountable, right? You can develop a mind flow to win if you know what you want, right? If you are not clear on what you want right now, then don't worry about it. You are going to get there. I'm here to help guide you there, okay? And equip you with as much knowledge as I can. I'm not the guru. I'm just someone who's been through some shit and got myself out and know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to make sure that you guys win. And that's all I hear for it. That's all I ever talk about on Mondays. I want to always think, make you think a little differently, make you kind of like question something that you maybe never questioned before. That is important to me, because if I win, you win. If you win, I win. It's all about collaboration and support on this place, okay? That's what Nina Perez is about. That's what Straight Talk, No Sugar Added is about, right? So I just want to make sure that you are aligned. Would you say, Jason? Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm on fire this morning. You should be a coach. Oh, very funny. I am a coach. Thank you, Jason. We want to see you win too. Thank you, Dominique. Thank you. I know that. You guys are amazing. Amazing. All right. So the reason that most people don't know what they want is that it takes effort. Right? Let's be real. Most people have gotten lazy in their thinking because it is too hard to do. You have too much information coming your way. And one of the sayings that I always say, people who listen to me all the time probably are sick of it, is we are inundated with information, but we are starving for wisdom. Okay? And that's because we have too much going on. All right. So you need to start by just asking yourself simple questions. If you have a pen and paper, write it down. I'm going to try to put this in the post, but I might forget. So I'm just be real. Right. So for example, when it comes to your career, when it comes to your life, I want you to ask yourself, like, I know these are going to sound silly, but I think that maybe you haven't paused to do them, or maybe you have, right? One of the questions is, am I happy with my current financial status or my current income? Am I happy where I am financially and with my income? Am I happy with my career? Am I happy with my business? Right? So are you happy with your income? Are you happy with your career? Are you happy with your business if you have one? Right? So I want you to ask yourself those questions, because that'll start to trigger, like, maybe that's why I'm not really happy at my job. I'm not happy with my income. Maybe I should be getting 20% more and I'm not. Maybe that's something you need to discover. Maybe you thought this was the career for you, and now you're in this career so long and you're like, I don't want to do this crap anymore. That happens a lot, right? You have to start asking yourself questions to trigger a thought process so that you can start to break down what it is that's going on in your head, right? So for your finances, for instance, you can say, am I in control of my finances? Do I have my finances under control? Or am I making, like, really poor decisions with my money, right? Or am I making my money work for me? Or am I working every hour for my money? Like, you have to ask yourself these really tough questions, but I think questions you're going to need nonetheless, right? For your personal life, here's a good one. Do I love myself? Do I love myself enough to put the effort in? Do I love myself enough, right? Do I love myself enough? I think that's a big one. And that's kind of hard. And a lot of people don't like to really look at that, because sometimes you don't love yourself like you should, right? You maybe love your family, your kids, your, you know, your neighbors, your coworkers. You do anything for them, and when it comes to you, you're not even willing to put in the effort. You need to ask yourself if you love yourself enough, right? Am I happy? Am I happy at home? Do I have joy? Do I have what I need? Am I there, right? Am I happy? Do I have joy, right? Am I healthy enough? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do to become healthy, right? Do I feel fulfilled when it comes to my health status? Am I confident enough? Confidence is huge, right? It's something that a lot of us battle with. Most times don't want to admit that we battle with, but confidence is huge. Imposter syndrome, huge, right? Do I help other people enough? Do I even want to serve and help other people, right? Because sometimes people think that, you know, if you don't, you're bad. If you do, you're a goody two shoes. But the truth is where are you in that? Do you want to help others? You should, but I'm not telling you that you should do it 24 hours, 7 days a week. Maybe there's different ways of thinking of how you help others, right? Like, I think pouring into you this morning helps people. Right? That doesn't mean I go out into a soup kitchen. I do go to soup kitchens, but that doesn't mean everybody needs to do that. Right? I have friends of mine who go on mission trips, and they talk about mission trips like in some beautiful, amazing way. And I've been to one. It's fantastic. I don't want to do them again. Not because I don't want to serve humanity. It's just not in me to do. And I stopped feeling guilty about that. I used to constantly feel guilty. I no longer feel guilty about that, because it's not aligned with what it is I really want to do and how it is I really want to serve people, right? So let's see what you said here, Jason. You got a Marie Kondo your life. Take inventory of everything and ask, does this bring me joy? Exactly. Does this bring me joy? And so another question is, how badly do you want it, right? How badly do you want to win, whatever that win means for you? How badly do you want to win in your life? You know, one thing I don't want you to do, so I'm going to just throw it out there, because I'm a huge person on developing your goals, reaching your goals, having a game plan around them, because they've worked for me in my life. I mean, some people are like, oh, goals, schmoles, you can't. You know what? For me, they have worked in my life. I have gone from being in poverty, sleeping in my car, sleeping on people's couches. I have gone from that to six figures. So goals has worked for me. And so because it's worked for me, that's what I believe in. And that's how I like to structure a lot of my talks and people that I work with, because I want to see you freaking win too, right? So you need to go through a process of identifying which goals are really important to you. I want you to write all, I mean, write them all, write all of your goals on a list. And then you're going to look at this list and you're going to see what is really important to you. Because a lot of us have goals. We have 20,000 goals. Of course we do. But if you don't start to have a process, right, that is straightforward, where you're examining each goal that you put on this list, okay, you are going to overwhelm yourself, all right? This is about achieving how they make you feel. Yes, yes, I did say feel, right? Because we can't just do something that we think is the right thing to do. And it's sometimes you have to go deeper than that. What does this goal mean to you? How do you feel about it? Because when you start feeling the goal, when you start feeling the intention behind that goal, you are going to be more present for it. You're going to discover why it is you are waking up to do it, right? You have to know what those goals are and if they're important to you. And if so, why? How does that make you feel? What are you feeling when you hear that? So for instance, my health journey. Because I've started working out again, and I started trying to watch what I'm eating. I'm trying to change my mindset and perception. Why? Because I want to be healthy, because I want to live a good life, because I want to be here for my grandbabies that, you know, grandbabies. Hi, grandbabies. Just saying. I want to be here for grandbabies, right? So I want to be here for that. And so what does that mean? How does that make me feel, right? And that's what I want you to do, is try to go deep and discover what it is that these goals are. Write them down in a list and see what it is that you are really, really going to work towards, okay? All right, so what did you say here? Okay, you're so right. We can serve with whatever we have. I'm not financially where I am at, but I serve my time and encouragement to others whenever I can. Exactly. And you can do that, right? Because the truth is we can do it that way. We can actually serve with our hearts, with our love, right? And with our time. And that goes, again, if that's what you want to do, if you want to serve, I think we all should serve at some capacity, because when you serve people serve you, and it becomes a beautiful marriage of serving one another. And that's a great and beautiful thing, right? And you're right. You can do this with no money. And I didn't even speak about money. I talked to you about like knowing what your lens is and knowing what it is that you want to accomplish financially. And if you're happy there, and if you're not, how do we change that? That's what I'm more like to talk about the feeling around finances and money and the goal around finances and money, not specifics on like, this is how much I earn, blah, 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 right? That's none of my business. I don't care about that, but I do care about how you feel, right? So if you want to increase your income, for example, then you have to imagine that you have already achieved whatever that income is, right? So I'll use me as an example because I'm the best example. I'm here, right? I'm sitting here. Okay, so few years ago, I think it was like 2014, 2015, my husband and I were struggling. I've used this story before because it's a very impactful story. And I was making about $25,000, $30,000 a year. It just wasn't enough. We had just gone through poverty and homelessness and all of that. So it was a really hard time. And I remember grabbing this $5 bill. We just got a brand new little tiny apartment. It was so small, but it was what we could afford. And I remember taking a $5 bill and I put a marker and I put a 0,000. And so I said to myself, this is in 2015. I said, this year, all I want to do is make $50,000. Now my bank account was empty, y'all. My bank account was empty. Okay. I want to make $50,000. I want to make $50,000. That's what I want to make $50,000 every day. Thank you, God. I want to make $50,000. And then I would do all my gratitude list, because I never, ever get out of bed without gratitude. Okay. Hint, hint. Don't ever get out of your bed without gratitude. I was grateful for a bed to sleep in. I was grateful for a home. I was grateful for heat, all of that, right? And then I would take the $5 bill every day. And as I was doing that, my bank account was going to negatives. I was not having any money coming in. It was very discouraging at times. And I had to pull myself back and say, nope, you have to keep your mind right, right? So when I started doing this, I started saying, how does that feel like to get $50,000? What does that really like feel like inside? And what would my experience be? And what would I buy? And what would I have? And all of that stuff, right? And do you know that June of that year. So 6 months later, I ended up getting a job offer for $65,000. It was $50,000 with a $10,000 bonus, which I did get. So it was $65,000 that year. Why? I opened myself up to the possibilities of what this means and then aligned myself with the purpose for that, right? So if you're feeling really strong that this is something you really want, you're going to align, you're going to notice that you start aligning yourself towards that, whether it's you start reading more and learning more and hiring a coach to help you through it, whatever that is, you start aligning yourself to it. And before you know it, it is there. It is in front of you, right? Most of the things on your list will make you feel good when you imagine that you have achieved them. But only a small number are going to conjure up a feeling so strong that it'll give you that is what you really, really, really want, right? It doesn't matter if only one thing on your list generates these feelings. This is what you need to do to set your goals around that, all right? If you have more than one, then you need to prioritize. It's okay to have more than one, but what I don't want you to do is go more than three. You can't have more than three at a time because you are going to get overwhelmed. There's just too many, right? You'll get to them all, don't worry. But the first three, at least the first three that generate that strong feeling and energy from you that you want to align yourself with, those are the three that you are going to write down. So if there's a financial goal, for instance, put that financial goal down on paper, please. Pen to paper. There's a magic about writing it down. Put it down on paper. Write it down. Okay. What is that financial goal? Getting out of debt. What does that mean? How much is your debt? You know, what does that mean to attain it? Blah, blah, blah. Kind of like what I did with the $5, making it $50,000. I mean, that's what I did. I still have the $5 bill. I got to bring it out one day to show you guys. And then do you have a health goal? Maybe you want to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds. I don't know what that is. What does that look like? How does that feel? How will you pursue it, right? Because me sitting my big behind down here and saying to you, I want to lose weight, but I don't get into the gym at all or eat whatever I want, it's not going to happen. I don't care if I sit here manifesting all day. You have to do the work, right? So don't overwhelm yourself. That's why I said to you, if you're going to have these goals, three at max at a time, okay? Three at max and put a timeline to them, okay? Do you want to serve more and contribute more to your community or whatever? Okay, fine. How does that look like? What is that like? Write it down. Exactly, Dom. Write it down. If you try to do too much, you're going to increase your chances to fail, all right? Especially when you are just starting this out. All right. So I don't want you to fail. What is the whole purpose of this? A mind flow to win, not to fail, to win. So the way you do that is to be very strategic about your plan and what it is you want to do. I want you to win. I know you want you to win. Okay. So we're all in this together. Okay. Serving one another, helping one another. I hope that you'll join me next week. I'm going to be here next Monday at 11 a.m. and we're going to discuss your why. Why do you want this mindset to win? What is your why to help you get to where you want to win? I cannot wait for that. I'm really, really excited. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much for being here. I am Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am being hosted by Winject TV because they are freaking awesome. And if you want to be a part of my podcast community, you can go on to Straight Talk, No Sugar Added, or you can go on to winject.com/archive/Nina Perez, and you can join my community there. And I am so excited. Thank you. Can't wait. That's right. Let's roll. Great show. I appreciate you so much, Jason. That's awesome sauce. I appreciate you. That's right, Dom. Write it down. Write it down, people. I want to hear what happens. Next week when you come on here, I want you to tell me a couple of your wins. I want to hear the wins next Monday, all right? So thank you guys so much for being here. God bless you too. This is Nina Perez. Let me see if I can get back here to my stuff. Here we go. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, no sugar added. Please make sure you subscribe and share because I am trying to grow this community. Until next time, love you guys.
This broadcast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.